Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Mark Peabody. He is from the Circle City Rotary Club in Corona, and they've got a special event coming up February 23rd. So thank you for joining me today, Mark. I appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Circle City Rotary Club, you're located in Corona. Now, what does the organization do, and are you part of a bigger organization?
Yes, we are. The Circle City Rotary Club is a service organization, and the membership is basically business and community leaders, and it's an all-volunteer organization. We raise funds for worthy charities. We do service projects for needy people, and we also do international projects like water wells in Costa Rica, educational materials for children in Africa, all sorts of stuff like that. Give back to the community.
So essentially, you are raising money for charities here and abroad as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the Rotary is a part of Rotary International. It's the largest service organization in the world, more than 1.5 million members and 35,000 clubs throughout the world. And the Rotary International's mission is to promote peace, fight disease, provide clean water, sanitation, and hygiene throughout the world, and grow local economies.
Now, we'll get to the Chili Cook-Off event here in just a moment, but what other events do you have throughout the year? Is this your only event? I imagine you have other events as well.
Well, this is our one signature event. We raise all of our money for the year for our particular club. Different Rotary clubs in the district have other fundraisers, and they work sort of independently and in cooperation with us on larger projects. Last year we did a project where we helped to underwrite a homeless village in Riverside where they built tiny houses and a little community to put homeless people in and care for them. So we do all sorts of stuff like that collaboratively with other clubs as well.
Okay, now tell us about the Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off and Craft Beer Festival.
Oh, the Chili Cook-Off is an awesome event. This is our fifth annual event, and it's going to be held at the Dos Lagos Shopping Center down in Corona, south off the 15. And what it is we have chili cooks from around the area that come in. They enter their chili in several different categories. We have the Texas Red Chili. We have the Mexican Chili Verde. Both of those are beanless chilies that have to be certified per the rules of the International Chili Society, and those are judged by an esteemed panel of judges, fire chiefs, elected officials, people in the community that are leaders. In addition to that, we have two other categories, the restaurant chili, and we have several restaurants competing for the top honors there. And we have the people's choice chili, which is an anything-goes chili. You could put beans, pasta, the kitchen sink, whatever you want in that chili. And that is judged by the attendees that come to the event. And they taste the chili and they vote on their favorites. Whoever gets the most votes wins that category. You know, when you eat chili, you got to have something to wash it down with. So we also have the craft beer festival. We have over 30 different craft beers that are going to be poured. Unlimited tasting on those. And what's better than a nice bowl of chili and a big glass of beer?
Great. Now, the title of the event is the Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off. Tell us again, when is it and where is it going to be held?
That is going to be Saturday, February 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shops at Dos Lagos in Corona. And while you're eating your chili and drinking your beer, you'll be entertained by the KTEL All-Stars, which is a classic rock band that's going to be playing hits of the 70s and 80s.
Okay, what is the fundraiser's goal this year? Who are you raising money for?
The fundraiser's goal is to underwrite the charities that we support, the worthy charities in our area. Some of the charities include Peppermint Ridge, which is a organization that takes care of developmentally disabled adults. We take care of Inspire Life Skills, which helps foster youth to transition into productive society. We offer scholarships for low-income scholars that are looking to engage in community service, and we do several other things. We help out with anti-bullying through the Simple Acts of Care and Kindness organization that teaches fourth graders how to deal with bullies and how to be kind to each other, which is an important thing in our society. So we just really try to pour ourselves into organizations that really make our world a better place.
Now, can anybody become a member of the Circle City Rotary Club?
We're always looking for new members that have a heart for service, a heart for the community, and that just want to give back. You know, we're all blessed to live in this great country, and some people need help, and those that have a heart for service are more than welcome to come check out our club. We'll even buy you breakfast if you come out and join us at one of our Wednesday morning meetings that we have every Wednesday at Eagle Glen Golf Club.
Okay, now tell us about the Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off. Where can they get the tickets to the event?
The tickets can only be purchased in advance. They're available on Eventbrite. You can go to our website, fireandicecorona.org, and that will give you more information about sponsorship opportunities, applications to compete in the Chili Cook-Off, or just to buy tickets for this fun event.
Okay, as we get ready to close, once again, let's reiterate, when is the Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off? When is it? Where is it? And where can you get tickets?
Absolutely. One more time. The Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off is going to be Saturday, February 23rd from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Shops at Dos Lagos, just off the I-15 at the Cajalco exit. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, and it's going to be great fun, great live music, great crowds, good chili, and fantastic craft brews, and you don't want to miss it.
And what is the price on those tickets?
Admission for chili tasting only is $15, and if you want to add unlimited beer tasting, plus get a commemorative collectible beer glass, it's $50, and that includes unlimited beer and chili.
And that really does sound like a lot of fun, so thank you, Mark. Mark Peabody from the Circle City Rotary Club in Corona talking about their fifth annual Fire and Ice Chili Cook-Off and Craft Beer Festival taking place Saturday, February 23rd at the Shops at Dos Lagos in Corona. So thank you once again for joining me today, Mark. I appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. We hope to see you out there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.